With him on Taylor Yud Aleph. Benazar brings the pasuk again. Hashem who Shmi uchvedi li acher loy etain uti losi lapsilim. Ani Hashem who Shmi, that's my name, and my covet I will not give to strangers. My praise I will not give to idols. Benazar will explain this pasuk later. Benazar says ki yesh yichudo ilo v'yichudo tato. There's a yichud edyin, a yichud lamala, and a yichud lamata. Hainu, meaning Shema Yisrael, Baruch Shank and Chosalam Avad. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's a Yichud Lamala, it's a higher Yichud. Baruch Shem is a Yichud Lamata. The Kolechad Mi Yisrael, Tzorich Shiyihye Nase Zeis Al Yodai. Every Jew is supposed to see that this Yichud should be done through him. Al Yidei Zeh Yachar Lovay L'Tvuna Sateira Uliyanka. Through this, he can come to the Tuna Tatera, to the depth of understanding the Chachmon Tuna of the Tatera. Kimishu Madrega Pachusa, person who is on a low Madrega, who Adayan Rochoy Tuna Tatera, he is still far from the deep understanding of the Tatera. Like Aliday and Soz Hadibur, but using the word, the peh, mouth, as an Ensoy, as an intermediary. Yochel love el tvunos ha'teira liyemka, that he can come to understand the teira in depth. Hainor yadeshu medave v'ha'teira b'dibudim. So speaking teira with words, saying out the words of the teira, k'ma shekosov ki chayim hein l'moitza ehem. Pasuk says in Mishlei that teira is life to those who find it. So the Gemara in Eidim and Dasha is l'moitzi ehem b'peh, k'ma shaman azal. The Gemara says, don't say Maitza Ehem, but Maitzi Ehem. Those who bring out with their mouths the words of the Torah, they find a life in the Torah. The Gemara means against, in reference to remembering the Torah. A person who reads alone Torah, he forgets it. But a person who says out the words, remember it better. And the word acts as a light for him. In all places where he has to do tshuva. Open your mouth and let your words give you light. In reference to learning Taita, the Gemara says that you should open your mouth and speak. These words will give you light. Where? For the, to find place, the place we have to do tshuva. The whole time of Pama Yadei call tshuva or tshuva, each time through each tshuva that he does, which comes through these words, with the light of these words, he goes from madrega to second madrega higher and higher, until he goes out of his low madrega. Born, he comes eventually to Tvun as a Teira Liyemka, he comes eventually to the deep, the high madrega, Tvun as a Teira to depth. This is what Yechoniyu Mamre, two sons of Bilam, asked Moshe Rabbeinu. Tevin atamachnes laforayim. Moshe Rabbeinu came to Mitzrayim to show the miracles that Hashem had given him. So Yechoniyu Mamre said to Moshe Rabbeinu, are you bringing straw into a place where they make bricks? In other words, there's plenty of straw in a place like that. That's all they use. So here, Mitzrayim is the place, the origin of Kishuf, of magic. So you're going to go bring more magic into here. What's the use? This place is packed with it. What are you going to gain? What are you going to show us? V'heshev lohem, he replied to them, Amri Inshi. There's a saying, people say, Amoso Yarka, in a marketplace, a city, a marketplace where they sell Yarka, greens, vegetables, Yarko Shikol, you should bring vegetables there. Although it's a place where they sell vegetables, the place is filled with sellers, merchants who sell this item, still bring it there too. Why? Because if that's the marketplace for it, you have that many more buyers. So Amela, he answered them, according to their kasha, that's the kind of a tetis he gave them. If this is Taka, a place of Kishuv, that's the place to bring it. They'll have more customers for it. Benazal teaches Tevin Zebechinas Tvuna. Rashi Koso Tvuna Tinsereka. And he asked him, Tevin, you're bringing Tevin. Tevin means Tvuna, like the Pasuk says, Tvuna Tinsereka. Where Tvuna will be your guard. Sheheim Hevinu Shemeshe Reitze Lahachnes Tvuna Satele B'Yisrael. They understood the Moshe Rabbeinu wants to be Machnes, to bring into the Jews in a deeper understanding of the Torah. The Alkein Shalom Nefer, they asked Moshe Rabbeinu, Kibizman She'en Yisrael Eisen Etzon Nishol Mokoy Me'en Meshul Me'yofa. the time when the Jews are not doing the will of Hashem, like in Mitzrayim, they were sunk so deep in Tumah, they are compared to offer to dirt. But the Gemara says that the Jews are kechofei Hashemayim, the chachol, they're like the stars in heaven, like the sand, like the earth on the ground. The Gemara says that when the Jews are doing it, it's initial mokka, and they're like the stars, they go way up. When they don't, then they go way down like dirt. Everyone steps on. So they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, when the Jews are not doing the will of Hashem, they're like offer. The ech yuchal havim madrega gevaya. How can you bring them to a high madrega? The tvunas atayda to the understanding of the Torah. But then this is a pshatnik question. Tevin, loshem tvunas atayda to machnas lafarayim to bechinas offer. And a madrega pchusa lo madrega. You're trying to bring tvunas atayda to afarayim to the Jews are like offer now. Like earth. Heshev lahem, so he replied to them, Amri inshi, hainu, agadei ha'amides. Amri means they say through these words, like they have dibush, lish ha'yisraeli, the speech, the words of a Jew, who may elay b'cholam ekoimish yisrafasas tshuva. These words will light the place, all places where the Jews have to do tshuva. Zeu l'moso yarka, l'mekoimish yisrafasas tshuva. The places where they have to do tshuva, yarka or bechinas tshuva. Yarka is in the tshuva, k'mesh kosu medrash, v'yorek es chanicho, Avraham Avinu says that when he was told about light being captured, v'yorek es chanicho, so the Gemara says, v'yorekom v'parashas shoftim. Medrash says that he hurried them, he's mesadis them, v'parashas shoftim. I know, shazir zeim lasis tshuva. He's mesadis. Inspired them to do tshuva. Why Pasha Shoftim? Ki Pasha Shoftim nemar al tshuva. Pasha Shoftim speaks about going to war, speaks about tshuva. Niho ish hayore varach alevo. Whoever is a person who is afraid and weak-hearted should return from battle. He can't go to war. Hayore me'aveda shebiyodek, Moshe Mazal. The Gemara says, what's Taish? He's afraid. He's afraid of the sins that he has on his record. He's afraid these sins might cause his death. He should go back from war. Zehu amei in shila mosa yarka. I know they have midas yadibush lishi Yisraeli to the words that are spoken by the Jew, the Mosa Yarkel and the Kaimish Tzorach Lasis Tshuva. Those places are asked to Tshuva Yor Le Hadibur. Shiyuchal Lasis Tshuva. The words will enlighten him, will bring light. They should be able to do Tshuva. The Yarko Shkel, Bechinas Tshuva Samishkol. Yarko again is Tshuva. Shkel is Mishkol, which means the exact Tshuva means to do Tshuva the right way, to fast the right number of days for each sin and so on. Hadibur Yoel Osh Yuchal Asas Tshuva Samishko Mamish. Yarko Shkoel, this enlightenment will lead him to do Tshuva exactly according to Tshuva Samishko, exactly the way he has to. Hadibur Yoel Osh, but in order that the Dibur should enlighten him, Yevshalis Kais, it's impossible to be Zeche Kim or Yedei Kovit. Only through Kovit. Kovit is man, Tanish, Yiddish, Yihye, Kovit, that means Kolach Shlemus. That the covet of Hashem should be complete. Sheyihye kvodei the ayin neged covet Hashem Yisborach. That his own covet should be nothing next to the covet of Hashem. Hainu ayadei anova vekatnus through anibus and holding himself very small. Kikah b'chinas the dibur only covet. Because the main dibur is from covet. K'meshi kosov mihu ze melech ha-covet. Hainu malchus peh. Malchus is peh. And melech ha-covet. So we see the fetish that the Malchus Peh is from Kovit. Kikeh shehat Torah bo'ola sech diburim piglumim lepeh pogum. When the Torah comes into diburim that are pogum, to a mouth that is pogum, that means the Malchus becomes pogum, the Kovit becomes pogum. Loi dai she'ein diburim ha Torah me'idim loi. Not only the words of Torah do not give him light. Kiyim gam ha Torah atzmo nes gashem nes chashech shom yipiv. The Torah itself becomes filled with gashmius, and it becomes dark through the words of his mouth. These words of the Torah should not become layomush in your mouth. Flame shot is it should not, do not let it get away from you. It shouldn't separate itself from you. But it means altaish b'chinas for yomesh choshech. Yomesh is an inyan of you can touch it, gashmius. Hanush layis gashmu b'yis chashchu mipicha. That the words of the Torah should become this gashem, gashmius, and dark through you. Yomesh cheshech, gashmius and darkness. Ki al yadei sheim hashkichin, shiyeh kovid hashem yisborach b'shleimus. Anyway, the godless, because through godless, where he doesn't, he's not careful to see that the covenant of Hashem should be complete. For that, a person cannot open his mouth to speak be'emes. When he spoke with the gaivos, his mouth was closed. So then you have a closed mouth, the words cannot come out. Can I say the Levi Basisa? Like the nice thing, you might show me Levi Basisa. She'eluhu lebima. They put up on top of the bima to speak. The tofas ruchay olav, and he became nisgoe with gaiva, lay uneven. His lips couldn't move. He couldn't speak. Can they have geirus? Bechina sabedazora. Because through gaiva, he's a bechina sabedazora. That we mentioned last time. Gaiva sabedazora is one thing. Sabedazora ksiv sile aloi kehem disrefum ba'ish. That their idols you should burn in fire. It's lashon osed. You should burn. But the Gemara said, "V'chalaim at least sodev kesodev dami." A thing which is to be burned, which is at least sodev, is considered like it is burned. V'chitusei mechtas shiurei. V'meila is it's shiur. The size of it is considered like it's already broken to pieces. Tusei means it's smashed. The Gemara l'nyan shayfa shlavei dezora. The Gemara says that what that a shayfa shlavei dezora is possible. Why? Because a shayfa, you have to have a shia for it, a certain shia and a shayfa. And since one of the zoras I made the sodet, you have to burn it. So it's kis sort of domate. If it's sodet, so it's just like afar, it's like dust already, then it hasn't got the shia. Remember the Gemara says also in Chulin, you're allowed to use any item of the zora for kisi hadam, for afar. Because over there, even though it is burned, so you haven't got a shia, but you only have offer for kisadam. So it doesn't bother us the fact that it's kitusa mechta shiure. The kivon shemechtas kosa shiure, and since the shia is completely broken up, ain't like klei hadibul adabei mohen. So he hasn't got the klei hadibul because the klei hadibul are also smashed and disintegrated. So he has no klei hadibul. So therefore, since Avodah Zorah is Kisodov Domei, there is no Klei HaDibur, which means that a person who has Gaiva does not have Klei HaDibur. He hasn't got any, his words cannot come out. Ach Kishahu Nizha Veshayme Kovad Hashem Shiyye Bishleimus. But when he is careful, he watches carefully at the Kovad Hashem Bishleimus, Shehu Nizha Bein of Nimos, that in his eyes, any person who's against the Kovad Hashem he despises. That's Peshat, he's careful about the Kavod Hashem. Yuchal adabe diburim ha'meirim. For this, he could speak words that give light. V'chinas v'ha'oretz ha'iro mikvaydoi. He gave light mikvaydoi, that's melech ha'kovid, malchus peh. V'hei me'irim lo'y le'tshuva. These words give him light to do tshuva. V'yochal love le'tfunas ha'teir li'emka kanal. For this, he can reach the tfunas ha'teir to its step. V'kovid v'shleimus einoi kiim ha'yodei vol. Bishlamus is only through a bechina of vav sheyamshich l'soichal that he is mamshich the vav into it. Ki b'loy vav nishar kivad peh. Without the vav in covered, you have kivad peh, where the divay piv cannot come out. Ayadei vav bechinas kavoid b'loy yidayim. Well, if you have the vav in there, so it's kavoid. And right after when you cover b'loy yidayim, you do not have a yidayim silent. You have where he could speak. He kol makim shenem avav hu meisif. Whatever this says, vav is an inav meisif. It adds and the bechinas teisvayis kedusha. Vav shows that there is a teisvayis kedusha, additional in kedusha. Hainu shmiras habris. That teisvayis kedusha is shmiras habris. Whatever there is shmiras habris, that means there is additional kedusha. When mechazal the gemara says kol mishad meisif geder erva. Whenever you find a geder erva, there's a fence around the erva. That means there is more shmiras habris. At the mitzvah kedusha, he's a toli bazet that you will find kedusha, you will find holiness as long as there is a gedir erva. The shmiras habris, there is an additional kedusha because one is dependent upon the other. Geyus v'niyuf, that gaivo and chil habris are the same. Meshal mechazal al pasik the eishes ish nefesh yikora totsud. Eishes ish is a bechina of chil habris. Nefesh Yikora Totsud, it captures, falls into our power. Nefesh Yikora, a Bal Gaiva. We see the finish that about that Gaiva and Chil HaBris are one. The Alkim Bris Mechuna B'Shem Shakai. And therefore, Bris is Mechuna is called Mechnein B'Shem Shakai. Meshikosu ani kel shakai perei uruvei. Perei uruvei is in your bris. And we have the word shakai there, that this is totally in kel shakai. Ki shakai hu bechina sheyesh dai belapusai lachol beria. Shakai is she dai, that there is enough in the getlochkai, the heavenliness of Hashem, for every single creation. The Gemara says, Nochacha, K'shein HaShem in HaBris, Hanoi Dei Geus, when he is not HaShem in HaBris, Chas HaShem, it means through Geus, through Gaiva, who Oysel, he Atzmei Avei Dezora. He makes himself into an Avei Dezora. He creates Avei Dezora. Umare She'ein Dei Loi Be'elot Kusoi, Ashtorach Avei Dezora. He shows that there is not, Chas HaShem, not enough, Be'elot Kusoi HaShem, he has to have Avei Dezora too. Yalkim Pagim Bishakai Shayesh Dai Belikusa Lchobeya. Therefore it's Pagim and Shakai to show what Shakai shows there is enough. Hashem is enough for everyone. He has to have even more. So man, let's begin on the Vedazora. Shemed Habris, when he is Shemed Habris, who Zechali Ayd Hamela the Chuva Canal, that he is Zechar to the earth, light that gives him light for Chuva Canal. The Ayd Hazel Bachinas Tal Ayros Hakulim Bevog Shall Covet. This oil, this light, which is Meir, which enlightens him, is the Bechina of Tal Oidos, 39 Oidos lights that are Nichlal in the Vav of Kovet. Bechina's Heim Ko Eliyif Al Kel Pa'omim Sholish Im Geva. All these things Hashem does, Pa'omim Sholish Im Geva, multiplied three times with Geva. The Benzal Tashi's word soon. Pa'omim Sholish Im Bechina's Tal Oidos Shel Milui Sholesh Oisius Rishonis. Palm Sholesh is the Inyan of Tal Oidos, 39 of the Milui of the first three letters of Havaya. Tanish. Ki Sholesh Oisius Rishonis Shel Shem Havayo. The Milui Alphan, the Megimatria Tal, the Mechinas Tal Oidos. Because the first three letters of Havaya, that's Yud, Ke, Vov, with Milui Alphan, that means the Shemo, the Megimatria Tal. The Begimatria 39. How? Because Yud is 20, K with a Vav is 6, K Aleph is 26, and then the Vav with an Aleph is 13. Vav Aleph Vav is 13, 26 and 13 is 39. Vihem Kulim Behavav Shel Hashem. They are all Nichlal in the Vav of Hashem. These three are Nichlal in the Vav of Hashem. All the Vav is the third ice. But they are actually nichlal in the vav, because we say three times, p'om sholish. You take three times the vav itself, the vav is 13, as we said, vav aleph vav. Three times the vav is also tal, 39. That's what he says, p'om sholish, three times, that's 39, tal im gever, sheheim kibulim bibris. It means it's nichlal in gever, it's nichlal in bris, these 39 items. Kiko ish givud osoi, like the Gemara says in Asoche, ish givud osoi, speaking about in Yenabris, the Gemara says that each man is as strong as he is when it comes to Tikkun HaBris. The Al Shem Zeh Nikra Bris Boyaz, and therefore the Bris Kodesh is called Boyaz, Boyaz, Boy Tukfo. Boyaz, in him he has the strength, Tikkun HaBris. Boy Tukfo means Kayach. Avol kisheino yishemed habris umekalkel atal oidus. If he is chas v'sholom pagim v'bris kodesh and he's mekalkel, he spoils his tal oidus, 39 lights. Mamshech al atzmoi oil ha-panosu hano tal melochis. He's mamshech on himself the burden of panosu, the 39 melochis. Kul v'zayra kodesh man dizorak pirur and dinahamo ani yisrod of abasadei. Person who throws away, who discards crumbs of bread, the penalty is that he becomes poor. Poverty pursues him. Kol shekein mandizorak pirurin demoicha. The kol shekein, a person who's chaz hashalom, he abed the tipin of the moich, the bris unchalol bris kodesh. Surely he has the inyan of what? Of aniyus, which means the lamates melochis, the curse of zeh zafecha. Boyaz, boy kolu shnei habchinois. In this inyan of bris, boyaz we said is bris. So in the bris is nichlal these two bechinas. Az is 77. Ano lamed tes oidos, misha shemir habris. You have 39 lights of the one who's shemir habris. Lama tes malachas misha pagan by 39 malachas one was pagan ki as imha kailo beis palam tal, because as with the kailo means it's kailo both the cases. So that's 77 and one is 78, which is equal to twice tal, twice 39. Vizeh mishkan mishkan shnei pialim. This is the pshat. We have twice mishkan. Mishkan bibinyonei, mishkan bichurbonei. Mishkan when it's built, mishkan hazashalom when it's destroyed. Shnei pialim lamates, also twice lamates. Ki lamates malachas kodim in mishkan. Question was all on Shabbos, that we know the inyan of 39 malachas, which are also on Shabbos. We learn it from malachas of mishkan. Amishan shemen es b'risoi, a person who is shemen es b'ris, afa pishahu oisah lamates malachas. Even though he does the 39 malachas, he has to during the week. It's a bechina of kedusha. It's lamates malachas. Malachas a mishkan to build a mishkan. Hey, the mishkan bibin yonei. Bechina of lamates oiris. That these malachas are nechval lamates oiris. Ach misha pagin bebris. Personal chazal shalom pagin bebris. A malachas shalayim bechina of mishkan bechurbonei. Bechina of mishkan lichurna mishkan. Bechina of lamates malchus. Lamates malchus, which means punishment. Ayna shachmon olatzlan. Bechina sar boim yakenu. V'lo Yosef. Bom Yakenu means the Lamates Malkus. V'lo Yosef, because he hadn't had the Taisus Kedusha. And Abchinas Begam HaBris, Shul Bechinas Taisus Kenal. He's Pagim in the Bris. The Bris is in the Taisus Kedusha, get it ever. And this is a Begam. Therefore, Bom Yakenu has Lamates Malkus. U'shminas HaBris Yeshba Yishnei Bechinas. Shminas HaBris has two Bechinas. There are two Bechinas in Shminas HaBris. Yesh Misha Zivugay B'Sheshis Meyachel. The person who has a Zivig in the Sheshi Simeacha, that means of course Bikashrus. He has been zaving with his wife during the weekdays also. Yahweh Bikena, Shemus Abris, Sayal Bit Ateda. Still, Yeshem Abris, according to the Ateda, he doesn't do any sin. Shani Yitzim Adina Ateda, he doesn't go outside of Dina Ateda. Yesh Mishu Shemin Habris, Shizivugay Mishabas Le Shabbos. Zivig is only on Friday nights. Ubachinat Yehudu Ilaw, Yehudu Tato. Yehudu Ilaw is one of the Zivig is only Friday night. Yehudu Tato is when the Zivig is during the week too. Zebachinas Shakai Shal Shabbos, is a Shakai of Shabbos, Shoma Leilomai Dai. He said, Leilomai Dai, that's enough up to here, which means, of course, the Shabbos came and that was the end of the B'riya. She Tzimtzim Es Atzmai Mikol HaMalachas, Kaviyachal Tzimtzim Esal Kamal Malachas, Malachas are finished then. The Bechina is Yehuda Iloh, it's Yehud Iloh. Yesh Bechina is Shakai Shal Choyl, Shagam Bechoyl, Yesh Tzimtzumen Malacha Lechavato. Choyl also is Tzimtzumen, what one Malacha can't be Masig the Gevul of a second Malacha. It also requires some tzumah, the shakai shel chol. Zebachinas malach memtes, sheshul tenosei, sheshi zimei achol. Malach memtes is shalat during the sheshi zimei achol. It's the shakai shel chol. Bechina shisha sidrei mishnah. Tohe tomei pashat posel, muter asel. Sheshmoi kishem rabbi. This malach is, his shame is the same as shem rabbi. That means this malach memtes is also like, is megvati shakai. Meshikosov kishmi bekirboi. The Pasuk says kishmi bekirboi. Move there, Rashi Shom. Like Rashi Kodesh says there. That this is the Malach Memtes. Bigmati Yeshakai. Zebechinas yichudo tato. This is the yichud. Lashomato. Yichud tachto. In Haina Shikodesh Boch. U malbish es atzmoi Malach Memtes. Besheshi simeyachol. U manei ka'olam al yodei. Kaviyachol is malbish himself in this Malach. That's why he said in Yishlech Malachi Lafanecha. This Malach who I malbish myself in Shmi Bikirabai, that this Shakai is Nechwal in Malach Memtes. Zebachinas Halacha v'Kabbalah. This is the Inyan of Halacha and Kabbalah. Kabbalah hi Bechinas Ishtachavu l'Hashem v'Hadves Kodesh v'Shetevis Kabbalah. This Pasuk is Miramez and Kabbalah. V'Halacha Bechinas Horiyu l'Hashem kol ha'orez v'Shetevis Halacha. Kimuva v'Kabbalah, it's brought in Pnei Tzchaim. Shtachavu l'Hashem v'Hadves Kodesh Zebachinas Yichuda Iloah. Hainu zivik shol Shabbos. Zebachinas bris iloa. Sheshom ikiru hishtachavoya. Bris iloa, bris elyoin. There's the main hishtachavoya bowing. Zebachinas vayavoyu acha Yosef vayishtachavu loy. Zebachinas hadrash kodesh. Brothers of Yosef HaTzadik came and bowed to Yosef HaTzadik, who was in you know, bris kodesh, bris yichud iloa. Zebachinas hadrash kodesh. Zebachinas bechir shoyroi hoda loy. That's the Hadras Kodesh. That's the Yichud Iloh, that's Kabbalah. Hariyo Hashem kol horot, Zebachinas Yichud Tato, Hano Zivik Shochel. Yichud Tachtoin, that is the beginning of weekday, Shul Mechinas, Malchim Tesh, Shul Tanosai, Shishi Zimeachel, Shisha Zedei Mishnah. His ruling power is in the 6 days of the week. Zehu Horiyu, Loshin True of his Zimra. Horiyu is the meaning of shouting and singing. The Mechinas Meknaf Ho'ora, it's Zmira Shamanu, Meknaf Ho'ora, it's Tachtoin, Zmira Shamanu, the meaning of Horiyu. It's a bechina of knaf. Knaf means hidden. Lashon b'ayi konef od meirecha. That meirecha will not be hidden. Vayenecha reis meirecha. Yes, love reis. We will have meirecha reis. We'll have kaviyachol. We'll see Hashem. But it will not be hidden anymore in shmi mekirbay in the malachim tes. Ki by mislabesh yigodesh bochol sheis meirechel kiyadua. Because Hashem is mislabesh himself in the malachim tes with shelet during 6 days of the week. So we see the fetish that Malchim Tes and Yav Konof, the Knaf for all the Smidah Shemanu. From this Malchim Tes, so we have this Midas, that's a Ril Hashem, which is Halacha Yichud Tachtin. Zeh Bechina Serozin, Verozin Derozin. This is Yav Rozin, Seydes, and Seydes Seydes. Rozin Hu Bechina Halacha. Rozin alone is Bechina Halacha. Rozin Derozin Hu Bechina Kabbalah. Rosen is in your Kabbalah. His slapshus, a Kabbalah be halacha. The slabish, the Kabbalah in halacha. Kabbalah itself, if there is no such thing as Rosen de Rosen without a word for it. Rosen de Rosen, the Kabbalah has been established, dakka be halacha. Kabbalah itself you cannot have. With a combination of halacha. Who bechinas, hanhogas, a kanashpoch, who besheshi smeachel, who bechinas, yichuda tato. Halacha is a bechina of Hanavos Hashem, Jesem Echa, which is a bechina of Chudat Torah. The bechina Tzvi, the seal of Pasuk B'Nav Fadis Kanal, Tzvi La Tzadik, Rozi Li, Rozi Li. We made this Pasuk before. Tzvi La Tzadik, and a bechina of Kedushas, Hazivug, the Tzadik Emes, Yeshboi, Shnei Rozen. There are two sides in it. Hani Yichudo, Ilov, Yichudat Torah, Shein, bechina of Halacha, the Kabbalah, bechina of Rozen, the Rozi, the Rozen. That's Rozi Li, Rozi Li. There are two sides in it. You know, Bris Kaddish, Bris Ilo, Bris Tato, which are Yichud Ilo, Yichud Tato, which are Halach and Kabbalah. And that's Shemra Chazal, the Stigmar says, Lachon, Hich, Vaid Hashem Li, Eilon, who said this Pasik, Sad Ha Eilon, Omrei. Malach and Tess said it. Bishoa, Shomer, Kaddish Baruch Hu, Eilon, Eis, Lemi Nehu. My neighbor said that Eilon, she came out, Lemi Nehu, each one of its own kind, not to mix. Nosu, Da Shoyim, Kavachim, Biatzmon. So the Da Shoyim, the grass, made a kavachim for themselves. They said, Ma Ilon is Shem Gevoyim, the Enim Tekufim. My doch the Ilon is the trees, who are so tall, and they aren't so close to each other. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Leminehu, still Hashem said, a warning they should come out to their own kind, not to mix. Kol Shkein Anan, so surely we, Shonu Ketanim Utkufim, we are so swollen, so close together, Shestichim Lotzeh, Leminehu, come out to our own kind separately. Posach sad ha'olam v'yomari hichved Hashem li olam. So the Malachim Tes said hichved Hashem li olam. Why kiviyem is kam hagdolim shezivugon einam tekufim rak mishabbos l'shabbos d'ilon. This means the gedolim who are not close, which means the zivig is not close to each other, but it's only from Shabbos to Shabbos on Friday night. Kam lahem his hira ha toda al shmidas habris shishmiras atzmon kajikoso v'shalom neizos ha Shabbos ha shtevis biyot from the Kabbalists. To them too, to those whose zivik is on Friday night along with Shabbos, also the Tayyid one of his Shomru B'nai Yisrael on Shabbos. They should be careful with the Shabbos, which is Rosh Tevis Bia. But the Bia of Shabbos also requires Shemitah. They got to be very careful with this Bia to have Shemitah Sabris. That's for the Gedolim. I know Ahab Pisha Zivuga who like Mishabbos to Shabbos, although the zivik is Mishabbos to Shabbos, they can't say Shemitah Gedolim, so they have to have a very careful Shemitah. They should be careful, they should watch to keep the Bris Kodesh. That's for the Gedolim. Kolshkin HaKtanim Shein Bechinas Tashoyim. The smaller people are Bechinas Tashoyim like grass. Shezivugam Tekufim Gam B'Sheshis Me'achol. The zivik is also close to each other, even in the middle of the week, more often. Kolshkin Shetzlichim Shemitah Gedol Lishman Es Brison. They certainly have to have a Shemitah Gedol to be careful, to watch. Yishmeru Esatzma Mal Piyatere Bechinas Laminayim. That they should be careful to watch themselves, that they shouldn't be over Chas V'Shalom any Iser, even though that the Zivig is during the week too. Still, they should be careful not to do it according to the Din Torah. Chinus Laminayim. Miyad Kishishoma Sad Harilam Shul Malachim Tesh Shul Tanosu Shesh Meyachal Bechinas Tashoyim. Malcolm Tess heard this, Finas Yehudatato, he's the one who's Shelf Yehudatato, Pasach Yomi Yechvedashim, Kavai Daika, Kayle Shminas Habris, Vishnayab Chinas Hanel, Hakavi Bishlamis Kanal. He heard the Dashoim say a Kalachim like this, that there is now a Shmida for the Kedonim, and now a Shmida too for the Kitanim, he said Yechvedashim Yelam, that Kavai Dashem will not be Bishlamis. Now the Kavai can be only with the Vav. The Vav is called the Shnei Bechinas HaShmidas HaBris, and therefore he said Yechved HaShem Yom. The Nitzah Shai Dei Shmidas HaBris B'Shnei HaBchinas HaNal, that through Shmidas HaBris in these two Bechinas, Shei Bechinas Yehuda Ilah V'Yehuda Tato, Haina Me'ilon Ezed HaShem, Gidenu Itanem, so these two Gidenu Itanem Ilon Ezed HaShem, Zivik Shisham Zivik Shochel, Bechinas HaLocha V'Kabbal HaRozen V'Rozen D'Rozen, all these are the same Bechinas, through these two Bechinas of Shmidas HaBris, I covered the Shlem is canal. The covered Hashem is complete. I they had covered Zechel Dibur Hamayit. Through the covered Zechel to the Dibur which gives light. I they had Dibur Yachalav and Tunas Heli. And because after the Dibur can come to the depth of Tunas Atayla canal.
This the Ben Azal says is Pshat in the Gemara. Rav Chana said Tim Nachada Hamazin Besvinta. One time I was going in a ship. Yichazoy Lehet Ziporta. I saw this bird. They have a koyat kasuli b'mayim, who's standing until its ankle in water. Reshe b'rikia, and its head reached the heaven. The Amrino, so we said, we thought, less mayim, there's probably no water. If it's only standing till its ankle, probably no water, it's not deep. Rubina namechas de akuri nafsh, we wanted to get down to cool ourselves off. Nochet bras kol v'yamrilon, a baskel came from heaven and said to us, like the chusu l'hocha, you should not go down here. Because it's 7 years since a hatchet fell, the hatchet of a carpenter fell in this spot, in this water, and it still didn't reach bottom. Not because there's so much water, it's so deep. Because the current is so strong. Ravashi said, Hai ziz shakaihu. This bird is called Zishakai. That's why its head reaches heaven. As the Pasuk says, Zishakai Modi is with me in heaven. Then it's not actually Ziparito, Zabachinas Hadibur. Ziparito, Ziparit. Rashbam, first, Rashbam Chazin Lai, Ziparito. Achigasin, Nina, like a Maya. We said that we thought there was no water. Hainu, Sevudin, Sheinan, Amukin. We thought that it was not deep. Because it wasn't standing in its water deeper than up to its ankle. Chatzina gaz in a matzad. Chatzina is a hatchet or a plane. Avanagla chodesh eitzin carpenter. Well, maybe shum neamika maya, not because the water is deep. Mahalach shevashnim, the depth of time would take 7 years. Lahigia chatzina kaka, that's why the hatchet didn't reach the ground, the bottom. Avanishim to the deep in maya, it's a chalifa sanah, because of the current of the river. Adayim didn't sink yet, because of the depth alone. His head reaches heaven. The tzipor is the dibor, which is the emtsoi, the intermediary, in between the person who is created from mayim duchen v'nukvin, mayim of Zohar and Nekeva, the combination by Zivig of the Zohar and Nekeva, the to both tipais, which creates a person. Bein HaShemayim is a tipa sinucha, that's called. Bein HaShemayim, the dibur is the emtsoi between the person to heaven. How does the person reach heaven? By talking, by tefillah. Mayim is a b'chinas tefunas ha-taira, like Bein HaShemayim explained, that through dibur he can reach the tefunas ha-taira. Move on, like the Medrash says, we want our Mitzayda, Shetzarab al-Havi Shnei Tziporim, that the Mitzayda, Maiti Shemna, who's a Mitzayda, has to bring two Tziporim for a Kapora. Yavei Patatya, Vichata Patatya, but the Kalanya, one who speaks, Patatya means to be, it's a pet, this Maiti Shemna who spoke, he has to be forgiven. Yavei Patatya, let a Tzipor come. Tzipor is also one that keeps on saying, moving his mouth. So we see Befedish, but how can it Adam be forgiven from heaven through a tzipa. So we see that the tzipa is the mutza and Adam l'rakia. Tzipa in this case means a dibur, it's a mutza between Adam and the tunis of Torah.
We're standing until it's ankle in water. Since he has to give enlightenment in all places, he has to do tshuva. Like it says, Baidus and Bayaz. Bayaz, she came with the Gal Magalai, so she went down, and Magalai means to Zeravai at his feet, Tishkam, and she lay on the ground. Now, that means that at times, the Shekhinah, Kaviyachal, has to go way down to the bottom, that reaches until the bottom. Shahadibur, Tzarech Lahoy, and Be'odam. The Dibur has to enlighten the person, Shehul, and Mate, and Madrega, Bechusa, which is the Mate, low and lowest Madrega. Therefore, Dibur is called a tzipa, which reaches until it's kasua the maya v'chinas onam. That the shechina, that's malchus peh, this Dibur has to go down to the person who is in such a low madrega. Who v'chinas maya v'chinas adam, she does have a maya duchin, a maya nukvin ki yadua. Hadibur shu v'chinas tziparta, koyat kasua, the Dibur, the tzipa, reaches until the kasua, the slow place. It's a hodom shmadrega p'chusa. G'day l'chinas v'digal mekhleisav k'nav. In order to enlighten him, like the Pasuk said, v'digal mekhleisav, the Malchus Pei went down to the raglayim, to the lowest madrega, to be mayor for this person. There was the koyet k'sulu v'maya k'nav. Reached such a low place for maya by this person. I mean, unless maya, heinu, she'evino, we understood, she'yesh, this goes to the deep, we cannot deserve to the deep, and they come b'shleimus. The rain is all tied, so we need to cover the Hashem b'shleimus. How is that? Yehyeh odon b'yeinav efes ayin. That a person should be nothing in his own eyes. V'zehu less maya, she'odon yachzegas mele ayin. That this maya, this person should be less, be nothing. U'be'inon l'nechusay, we wanted to go down, l'sha shiflos, to lower ourselves. Hainu lihiyos shofol v'onot. We should be very small and low. Ach shahoyeh la'kudei nafshin. But it was la'kudei to make deer nafshin ourselves. Boshin oikid enesh ripoz. Make the person more precious than gold. And the shahoyeh ha'anova b'shvil gadlus. This was a false anibus. It was in order to reach a greatness. It was anibus l'shem gaiva. K'nei l'hiskabe d'lis yakit. To become, to receive covet. To be respected. Because a person knows how low gadlus is regarded. Therefore they are anovim to be respected because of their anibus. To look for gadlus itself, they can't. They know that gadlus is despised. They think we get the gadlus through anibus. So the anibus in this case is the tachlis gadlus. Zeh b'chinas anibus shehu tachlis gadlus. Therefore, there's a case of anibus which is tachlis of gadlus. There's a tachlis, but the biggest gadlus in this case is anibus, because the whole reason for anibus is gadlus. Zeh b'chinas anibus. Now, that's pshat in the words. The yesh should follow my nothing. They want to take it down to become the shalom nothing. But why? Like kuli nashin. They shall use an ear, you caught him, b'chashuvim, which should become great. He had gavim, it was a meyed, because you know that gavim was very much despised. No fight, but ask, kol aviyama, loit chusil hachim. Loit chusil yesh follow b'shvil zeh. You shouldn't get down for this reason, b'shvil like kuli nashin, to raise your own value. She'ez hidam habaska, sh'layihi olam b'shvil es yakil es kabit. The master warned them that they shouldn't be anovim in order to receive covet. He's an anivus, he tachlis agadus, because this anivus is a false anivus, it's a second gadus. Why? Because the naflach atzina mabal nagla ho shiva shnim le mokya liyara. Plain ties, because a hatchet of a mkam that fell 7 years, where he didn't reach bottom. Shabaskar le di elohim shodish agadus. The baskar tells him that he shodish the mokya of gadus. Kedei shi yisrachku at kotsay achra. They should stay away from it until the nth degree.